enjoyed watching Revis?
Yeah, he's a good player. You know, I'm a fan of the game, so when I see good players on TV, I like to watch.
Does he remind you of yourself, or you guys have different styles?
A little different. You know, we're different builds, so we play a little different. But, you know, I think the foundation of our game is pretty similar.
Mark Sanchez in New York, they complained about his accuracy. In your mind, does he give a guy like you a chance to make some plays on the ball?
Who complained?
Some of the New York people there, some of the New York fans.
Some people that don't play ball, right?
Sure.
Of course. Well, I think if you can get to him and rattle him a little bit, you can have chances. But if he's standing upright and creating plays with his legs, he can be dangerous.
How dangerous do you see this Jets offense be?
Well, if they get their running game going, that's what kills teams. And we know that we got to stop the run in order to be successful against this team and eliminate those big plays by Santonio Holmes and Plaxico Burress.
We are seeing this defense seemingly get better and better every week. In your mind, what's the biggest reason why?
Well, first and foremost, we got all our guys now. You know, it's good to have most of our guys back and healthy. That's really helping us. And I just think we're just doing what it takes to win. And it's no secret. It's just guys are really playing better now.
Well, what's it like to have this big a game coming up and start the season 1-4 and all of a sudden you have a chance to be 500?
It feels good, but we know that it's a long season. Just as, you know, people were counting us out, you know, we can't really count ourselves in until we get it done.
Chip, how do you deal with Burris' height in the red zone?
Just compete. It's really nothing you can do. If they throw it high enough where he can go get it, you know, you just got to be there and try to knock that thing out because, you know, he's one of the taller receivers you'll see.
You've seen them, though, go more to him. It seems like he's getting more acclimated as the weeks go on.
You can tell. He's getting more and more comfortable. You know, being out of football for a while, you know, it takes a while to get back into it. And you can see him gradually getting better every game.
A lot of the receivers you face, their best guys, Calvin Johnson, Debo, Jackson, are all big guys. Santonio Holmes, their best receiver, is definitely not a big guy. How does that change what you do when he's their best receiver?
It doesn't change a whole lot for me personally, but, you know, I'm aware of how quick he is and his great route running. He's probably one of the better route runners in this league. So, you know, you got to be on top of your game when you play a guy like this because he'll put you to sleep and next thing you know, he's full speed.
When did you first realize Chris Harris is a pretty good player?
Training camp. Yeah, you can just tell by the way he competes. You know, he made plays when he had opportunities. And he's just one of those guys that, you know, when you draft a rookie or bring a rookie in, that's how you want him to be.
He says that you've been a big help to him. What's been your primary advice to him?
Well, really just keep doing what he's doing. You know, I help him with little things as far as technique and recognizing coverages. I mean, not coverages, but formations and routes. But, you know, for the most part, he's doing most of this on his own. The guy's a good player. He has a good head on his shoulders. He's becoming a real good pro.
He's pretty fast, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You better be fast out there.